I love the way your dad looks at you, the way my dad used to look at me when I used to do my singing. He's like, proud dad, very, very proud dad. Oh, that was lovely.
I'll get a rating afterwards. We'll
see how happy he was then.
There's a lot of people that obviously I enjoy listening to, but I think I sort of just take influence from anywhere I can now. You know, if I find something that I like the sound of, then I'll sort of look into that. Most of the stuff I've learnt, self-taught, most of it I've learnt from seeing other people play. So I sort of see what other people are doing, why I'm out and about, and then, you know, try and do similar things or different things in my own way.
How do you learn? I mean, do you write music or can you sight read music?
No.
So if you hear a blues song, how do you pick out all those? You just have to do it by ear.
Well, yeah, I either listen or, you know, in a live situation, if you see something you like, you're quite fortunate because you can sort of see where their fingers are. So as long as you've got a rough idea of what could possibly going on, you know, you can always work it out later. But I think I stumble onto a lot of things by not being able to play it the way it's probably meant to be played, and just kind of finding my own way around it. And then when I find bits I like, sometimes I'll get into, especially when I'm writing, I'll get into a place where I'm happy where I'm at, but there's something else I need adding, and I'll just move my fingers around till I find a space or a sound that I like. So sometimes I don't even know what I'm playing. It's just where it sounded right to me and where my fingers were happy being. So
singing the blues songs, because I always asked guests when they come in, you know, if they write best when they're happy or sad. Are there positive blues songs, or are a lot of them quite melancholy? So
there is a lot of sort of melancholy stuff out there. I mean, if you think about it, you know, a lot of the stuff that people write about is the hard times, and the stuff that we struggled to go through. I love that sort of stuff, you know, sort of beautiful, in Tom Waits' word, beautiful melodies telling horrific tales. Yeah. And but I suppose then you could look at that at the same time and be like, well, they've wrote a song about something because they needed a way to deal with it. Mm. And it's a way of dealing with stuff as well. And, you know, music can get people through a lot of things. Well, I think it can anyway. I mean, you know, because if you think about times where you've maybe struggled, there'll be songs that probably stick in your mind at those periods in time that sort of might have helped you get through it.
Mm.
And I think that's part of it. So it's a way of sort of sharing that you might not be the only person that's had that problem, and people can maybe able to connect to it or, you know, work along that. So I think it's a bit of both, really. It's a bit about overcoming the hardships, but then at the same time, it's still rooted. Well, a lot of the stuff I listen to is still rooted in that sort of, there is an issue that needs dealing with.
So when you write yourself and you're writing a new song, do you have to be in a positive mood, or do you have to be in a kind of somber mood to get the emotion in?
Most of the stuff I've wrote so far has been from experience.
Yeah.
So, and that's collective. That's not necessarily just, you know, personal experience all the way down the line. Some of it is about things I've seen happen around me, or has taken place within me in the same sphere. So I've sort of learnt from looking out as well as looking in. And then, you know, I don't tend to write very many upbeat numbers or, you know, sort of happy-go-lucky stuff. I think the earlier stuff was slightly happier. As I've got older, it's got a bit more condemned. I tend to write better when I'm drinking, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I go through phases. So I'll go through a period where I'm writing a lot and I've got stuff that I want to talk about, and then I'll go through a period where I can't finish what I'm trying to write, or I can't write anything for a little bit, and I'll just have to sort of feel my way out of that until I find a way back into finishing stuff off or writing things. But it's a collective, so I write from inside and out, as well as sort of, you know, seeing what's going on around me.
Do you, the type that would sit and do the guitar chords, then you've got a melody, and then, or you've got some lyrics, or does it work in a variety of ways?
It used to be that I would have a sort of a structure first. I'd have, you know, a guitar line or a melody, or I'd have, you know, the guitar part would mainly come first, and then I'd fit the song with that. But then as time's gone on, it's sort of become a mash of everything. Sometimes I'll have the guitar parts coming first. Other times I'll have sort of like just one-liners coming in and out. And then, you know, as I carry on, I notice that, well, actually, I'm talking about the same thing in a couple of lines, and that'll sort of come together to formulate something, and then I'll fit a sound around that. So it's a bit of both.
A bit of both. And your dad's very supportive of your music, isn't he? He's with you all the time.
Yeah, I've been really lucky. The whole family's quite supportive of it.
Yeah.
My partner's supportive, so.
What's your favourite or the best lyric that you've ever written that you think, wow, that was a good lyric?
That's a hard one. In 90 Proof, it's raining sounds like pigeons on a hot tin roof. On a tin roof. Mm. I like that. I don't know why. I think it's because it summed up exactly how I felt about that sound. Yeah. And that sort of environment. But I just really like that imagery as well. So that's quite a nice one, I think.
And what is the song that you've written that you're the most proud of?
I think it's hard because if you'd asked me when I first came in with the first, you know, EP, I would have picked something off there.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I'd probably pick something off the new EP, or I'd pick something that I'm currently not finished, because sometimes they're the most interesting, the ones that aren't quite finished off yet.
And if you could pick the song that you wish you'd have written by any artist, what would it be?
Oh, that's a really tough question.
See, I should have asked
being
you
grilled this morning, I know.
I normally give you a bit of a warm-up to this and tell you off air, but then I forgot to do that.
That's all right, it's all right. there's too many songs to choose. This is another one. See, there's so many songs to choose. This is why I like playing... like, you know, in my sets when people come and see me, I do throw in quite a few covers.
Yeah.
You know, I don't just sit and play my own stuff, because there's so many stuff out there that's so well written that why shouldn't I play it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And try and do my best version of it, I suppose.
Mm.
I don't know. It'd probably be a Tom Waits number. Probably, if I could delve through his back catalogue, I'd probably pick something out of there, because something about the way he writes, his writing is... impeccable, really.